Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is back in custody of Mexican authorities for a third time after escaping from prison through a secret underground tunnel several months ago. Late Friday night, Guzman was escorted onto a military helicopter bound for an undisclosed location. Before dawn, Mexican Marines recaptured him in his home state of Sinaloa following a deadly shootout with his confidants, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto.
Con esta operación, son 98 de 122.
He said, with this operation, 98 of 122 of Mexico's most wanted criminals no longer represent a threat to Mexican society, criminals that for many years have hurt the country. Guzman's escape last July through a tunnel in his jail cell was a major embarrassment to the current administration, which had been praised for its aggressive push against Mexico's top drug traffickers. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Hundreds of French mosques are opening their doors to the public Saturday and Sunday in an effort to educate non-Muslims about their culture at a time when Islamic extremist attacks have fostered negative impressions of the faith. While not all of France's 2,500 mosques are participating in the event, the most prominent ones are, including the Grand Mosque of Paris. The effort is backed by the country's leading Muslim body, the French Council of the Muslim Faith. VOA News. A police officer in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia is expected to survive after being ambushed in a hail of gunfire by a man claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group. A surveillance camera captured the attack Thursday night. Shot multiple times, the wounded police officer was able to make it out of his patrol car, firing a shot that struck the suspect. It is not clear if the suspect was connected in any way to IS. U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and most recently in San Bernardino, California. The Israeli military says soldiers shot and killed two Palestinians who tried to stab them at a checkpoint in the West Bank on Saturday. It was the latest in a series of attacks over the past 3 months that include stabbings, gunfire, and car rammings by Palestinians targeting Israeli forces. Thursday's attack occurred in the Gush Etzion settlement in the latest wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence, now in its fourth month. The ongoing violence was set off by rumors Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims. People around the United States are lining up to buy lottery tickets while non-U.S. residents from around the world are buying them online. Gary Grief is the chairman of Powerball for multi-state associations.
So now with that jackpot at $800 million, we've got a cash value of $496 million. Sales are going great around the country.
Even with the odds of winning at 1 in 292.2 million, Grief says people are still making the minimum $2 wager for a shot at being an instant multimillionaire. Powerball is played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, where some of the money raised goes to fund local government services. The drawing will be broadcast live Saturday night at 10:59 local time from Tallahassee, Florida. Chinese officials are investigating the bulldozing of a hospital with patients and doctors still inside in an incident that left bodies from the hospital morgue buried under a pile of rubble. Thursday's incident in central Henan province has sparked outrage and confusion over how the raising could take place without notification of hospital personnel. Three hospital workers were reported injured in the incident. A local newspaper also said six bodies from the morgue were buried in the wreckage and $600,000 worth of medical equipment was damaged. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.